Right.
His office is right here where we hang somebody. He moved the star.
Yeah. We got to look at it.
All right, Richard, you can start the meeting whenever.
Look okay?
Good.
All right, we'll call this the meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Budget Committee for the Port of Brookings Harbor. It's due May 10th, 2022. Jim, what's the name?
What allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Joe Sears absent. Sharon Hartman.
Here.
Larry Jonas.
Here.
Richard Heath.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Al Cornell.
Yeah.
Wayne King.
Here.
Richard
Contestabile.
Contestabile.
Here.
Eric Rodney.
Here.
Brett Hester.
Here.
Okay, now we'll move on to voting for the Budget Committee President. Are there any nominees?
Who's the Budget President one?
I don't know.
We vote every year.
We vote every year, but I don't remember who the last one was.
That would be you.
I think you would.
Would me?
Another hat.
Somebody else want to do?
Somebody volunteer?
I'll do it if you don't want to do it.
If I had a little more knowledge about bookkeeping, I should always do it, but I don't.
Have to vote.
I'll nominate Sharon Hartman.
Oh, I'll second that.
Oh, my God.
Any further other nominations? Okay, hearing none, we'll close the nomination. Want to do a roll call or just all in favor or?
Whatever you would like to do.
Let's do an all in favor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
There you go.
I'll use this on the US. Okay, so, okay, we've voted for the Budget Committee. Thank you guys. And now we are going to receive the budget message.
Awesome. Budget message. All right. The Port of Brookings Harbor is pleased to present the fiscal year 2022-2023 annual operating budget to the Budget Committee and the Port's Board of Commissioners as required by the state. So the budget process, just want to cover this briefly so everybody kind of understands what we're doing here. Each year, this budget process starts in January. And along with the past historical data and potential future revenue, we use that to prepare our proposed budget. The budget officer is appointed by the commission, which is Kim Boom. She's the one that prepared this document for us. She meets with the staff and kind of gets the goals for the staff, and the goals of the budget is all in this budget package. This budget committee reviews the budget. We have a meeting publicly, in which we have no public here today. If you guys don't approve this budget, we have to go to another meeting, and we have to do meetings until you guys approve this budget. And this thing has to be approved and completed by June 30th. So did everybody get the budget in time to review it? And do you guys have any questions?
I have an interesting question. Sale of assets, does that have any effect on your income, aside from just profit from that? Does it detract from possible rentals or stuff like that?
No, it's just it's income. For the sales of assets for this board, there's agreement with Business Oregon that 80% of that sale goes pays our debt. Until our debt's paid off, that 80% always goes to IFA, or Business Oregon. 20% goes to our port, which has to go into the reserve fund. So we really don't get income per se. It pays off our debt. Does that answer that question for you?
Sounds reasonable to me.
And that sale of assets is primarily things like boats that we've ended up with, or surplus vehicles, or something like that.
Right.
It's not usually real estate or real property. It's
right.
Something else.
It could be real estate, but that takes, it's more complicated to sell real estate. But it could be real estate. That's the asset as well.
That's what my curiosity was about, the word real estate.
Yeah. We did sell some real estate 4 or 5 years ago to Harbor Sanitary, because they're filling that little pump station back of our boatyard. That was sold, but 80% of that proceeds went to pay off our debt, and then 20% went to our reserve fund.
And currently, the only piece of property we have for sale is the one across the street there.
Yeah, it's not for sale right now. It's not on the market, but, I mean, if somebody ever wanted to buy it and come give us a proposal, we'd probably entertain it.
Any further questions? Okay, moving on to number 4, presentation of the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2022 to 2023.
Is that new? Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same question. You guys have any questions on the budget? Yeah, more detailed questions on the budget, the actual numbers that we've got proposed.
Any question on the any of the numbers?
I have one question, and that was the, I think I mentioned earlier, Danielle, was the, you had utility bills that look like they expanded quite a bit this year, and it compared to the previous years by close to 80 or 90,000. I was just curious, is that just, electricity and fuel prices going up for inflation?
So the utility bills include trash, electrical, water, sewer. Utilities do go up every year, but the forecast I think we had for this year is always trash, you know, like cleaning out a boatyard and stuff like that. But last year we did a lot of cleaning, but we just projected those same cleanup efforts going into this year. Plus, everything is going up. The inflation is hitting us with the utility bills. So we're just forecasting to make sure we have enough money in that budget item for the utilities.
I got a question. I asked you about a year or so ago about the electric bill for the people that had mortgage here. And seems to me, well, you don't read the meters anymore, you just give a flat rate for the whole year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what do the numbers look like? I mean, are you covering the consumed electric by the increase in the mortgage fee?
Yeah, when we changed it, we did increase the mortgage fee there.
Yeah, I know.
Is that
bunch of money, the increase, paying for the electric?
Yeah, it is.
What kind of numbers are you looking at?
Well, we have to go dig out the details, but the electrical bills are going up by the usage. We did contact 20 boats or so that leave the lights on, so we asked them to turn the lights off. So,
okay.
But yeah, the rates are going up a little bit, and we see where lights are being abused.
So, Gary, each area in the port, we do have meters where we can keep track of these costs, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. And we look at them. When we see the numbers get a little crazy, like I said, we contacted about 20 boats. They're leaving their lights on all day long, too. So
I know.
We ask them politely to turn them off. If they continue doing that, then we'll hit them, with a fee. We don't have an established abuse fee, but we'd have to come up with something.
It's good to see somebody paying attention to it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to be clear, the way the budget is arranged, so we have previous year's expenditures, and then on the other side, you have anticipated expenditures.
Correct.
And then as we go through the year and the actuals come in, that's when we'll do a budget adjustment, like we did not too long ago.
Yeah, the supplements, yeah. If we see a problem where we need to adjust those numbers, then we have a budget, supplemental budget.
And you can adjust them downward as well if you need to, right? I mean, if expenditures were way less than you anticipated, you could adjust them down, or do you just leave that in for an obligated reserve or carried forward, or whatever you want to call it?
Yes, it's carried forward. You carry your typically your repairs. We normally don't have repairs taken care of as much as we can because of the staff and whatever, but any kind of extra money is carried over the next year.
So the difference between the one column and the other is just what you're anticipating in advance of what you're going to need.
Yep.
Based on what you think your work program for the year is.
That's correct.
It's kind of interesting. You're not anticipating any loans for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, when we made this document, that we anticipated no loans, but since we made this document, there could be a loan on the warehouse building, but that's something that we got to discuss with the board.
Basically, now that I have another boat, Travis said some people never learn, but I'm interested in all this kind of stuff, and this business about electric being part of the mooring fee and all this kind of businesses. It seems to be working fairly well, and I do have to say this. The kind of stuff I've seen around here is just a vast improvement over other years that I've been here. It's congratulations. I got to say that. I'm impressed. Well,
thank you. We continue to work hard improving this port.
I was to say, give him a raise.
He has nothing on his.
I do think it is significant in the budget document that you have outlined all of that and the debt payment, so that's clearly budgeted and identified, so that we now know exactly what our pay down is going to be, and we can track that. If I've been here, that's always been the case, but I know previous to that was not the case. Got behind on payments and make payments, and so I think that's a commendable part of the budget, is that all the debt identified by category, by loan, and the payoff is also identified, so that it's easy to look forward and see, okay, over this period of time we're going to pay off the loan, this one, whichever loan.
Well, it also helps that the reason you probably didn't see it before is because of change administrations. When you have to change administrations so much, you kind of lose that information. It took Kim and I and our staff a long time to figure out all the debt that this port got in the last 20 years, 25, 30 years. So we finally understand it. I mean, it's been several years that we finally understand it in great detail. That's why you see the detail in here. But yeah, when you change your administrations often, you lose that information.
Yeah. Being an engineer, looking at a spreadsheet, it's hard to understand it unless you're really an accountant, I guess.
Exactly.
I would love to see a flow chart as to the loans and how the money gets, and what projects they're good for, and how the money flows between the intake of the business centers that you have here to pay these loans off, because some loans can't be paid off by this or that, and it's kind of confusing to me. So if there would be a simplistic flowchart, Kimberly, it would be really, really easy to understand that way. Okay. Anyway, that's just a suggestion.
Some of that, remember, like we have loans on the green building. The green building isn't paying for it, so the obligations that the different resources we have are kind of combining out of our general fund to cover some of our debt payments. that we're paying on that don't even exist anymore. So, you know, unfortunately, now if you look at a lot of our loans that we're doing that we've got in the past, they are project specific. The RV park loan, you know, that we have for the project there, that money is allocated to that project in the RV park. You know, for us to get the loan, the RV park, we had to show that the RV park could pay for it itself. So the way we did loans before, or they were constructed or bundled or however it was done before, compared to how we do it now, that's why we try and keep our loans project specific and make sure that they can pay themselves.
That's why a flowchart would be really nice to look at, something like that, because it's simplistic.
Okay.
Anyway, suggestion.
Okay. Any further questions?
I'm curious again. Remember all the problems with sand, with getting into the systems? Has that been resolved satisfactorily?
For Harbor Sanitary System?
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know, we haven't had any problems. The RV park restrooms reopened with the sand interceptor. As far as I know, we're doing everything that they've asked for and meet their requirements.
Well, we've also put up the seawall.
And seawall, that's right, yeah.
And to try and stop that saltwater flowing across the parking lot, filling up the sewer system with sand and seawater.
Yeah. And the project is going to have self-closing lids on those sewer caps at the RV park once we get that project going.
And what is the fuel dock stuff? Is that all set now?
Yeah, repairs of the ramp is done. That was done this fiscal year. This current fiscal year is completed, right? Or
it was last fiscal year.
Yeah, that's all completed.
Good stuff. Okay. So, Kim, I really want to thank you for this summary. I don't know if it helped everybody else out, but it was really nice going through the budget, and she has it listed line by line and explanation on things. I think it was very helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there's one last thing. Kuzcari Power is starting off with his Beacon broadband stuff, and it might be a remarkably good thing for the harbor because the internet services here have been iffy for the best part, and these guys are going to be optical and they're going to be very good, and their rates are reasonable. I know because I have Spectrum right now, and they charge me twice for half the service. So that might be something that might be useful to consider.
Yeah, we'll look at those costs. Yep.
Okay. Any further discussions from the committee? Do we have any public comments?
No.
Okay, moving forward, no public comments. So can we get a motion here to approve the budget? They did a presentation about this. We're moving on. A motion. Anybody?
I make a motion to agree with the presentation of the fiscal budget for 2022 to 2023.
A second.
Do we need to have those amounts in there, Gary?
No,
not necessary. Okay. Okay, we have a motion and we have a second.
Please. Sharon?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Al?
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Okay, we have a second motion here that we need to have for the approval of the tax rate for the court fiscal year 2022 to 2023 to submit to the assessor. Who would like to make that motion, please?
I'll
I move that the budget committee approve the tax rate of 0.1316 per 100 per 1,000 upon the assessed value of all taxable property within the district for the tax year 22-23 for operating purposes in the general fund.
I second.
We have a motion and we have a second by Al.
Second.
By Eric. Sharon?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Okay, that's at the end here, so we will adjourn.
Bye.
Good job, Kim. All that labor only done in 15 minutes.
Well, because you did this fine.